I still love the man I killed. Under the mink, between them and the gutter, we're all sisters born smart when they're insane enough to make a bulldog bust his chain. I was brought up to spit whenever. Like sitting in the funeral parlor. The flies come round, born dumb, they dish the blame, bitter little lady of a dame, and a romance burning hamburger. You cheap crooks were eating in your dives, crawling with germs enough to embezzle your lunatics to the Pulitzer Prize. I still love as a part-time model. Like guns and ammunition I was running, the man I killed, and he had it coming.
You just heard Doug Neufer reading his poem, I Still Love the Man I Killed. This performance is a preview of the first of three readings in the 2007 Jack Straw May Reading Series. Curator Matt Briggs sat down with Neufer in the studio to discuss his work style.
How would you describe your work to somebody who doesn't know it?
I'm a writer who writes fiction, poetry, and pieces for performance that are based on procedures, or that seem to be based on procedures, even when they're not. And that's a little easier to say than most of my work is based on formal constraints.
What does that mean, a constraint or procedure?
Well, the basic constraints of language are, say, diction, word use, grammar, and the basic constraints of literary writing might be genre. Are you writing a narrative poem? Are you writing a detective story? Are you writing, say, autobiographical fiction? And with each of those categories, you have set rules that are explicit or implicit, but if you don't follow them, you don't get published or nobody wants to deal with you. And so constraint writing takes that system of rules a step further, and what you have is an extra bunch of rules that you either make up or you follow based on what other people have done. And I guess the most basic examples would be Shakespearean plays in iambic pentameter, sonnets, things that have been around forever. There's a huge tradition, any poetry that rhymes, anything that pays attention to meter, all of these extra rules that are put onto works of literature have been around forever. What I'm doing is making up some additional rules that often make sense to nobody who writes casually, but it makes a lot of sense mostly to artists who have to deal with this sort of rulemaking routinely, such as a sculptor or a painter. If you don't follow certain procedures when you're using physical material, your work falls apart, literally.
So now that you've begun writing in this way, what are some of the books that you've written?
So I decided to write a novel where every sentence contained a negative, and the novel would go basically backwards. And that was Negative Land. And the main thing there, I was just thinking about the procedures, but then I was also at the same time thinking about what kind of story belongs with that kind of narrative trick. And I thought of a has-been athlete who wanted to live his life backwards, and somebody who had a lot of success when he was younger in the Olympics, say, well, that would be a good athlete. And he had won gold medals in his early 20s, but then as life went on, that was the high point of his life, of course, and he went through a series of events and wound up as somebody who was almost living on the street. And so he wanted to go back through his life and say, well, what happened? Where did it go wrong?
In this case, you're almost approaching it from, you have the syntax of the novel already defined, and then you're looking for a character to populate that.
Well, I think these things were going on at various times, and like you have scenes pop in your head, or say you're doing something in your regular life. Like I used to go to a lot of minor league baseball games, and you're sitting there in the stands at Tacoma, and you're thinking, this would be a great opening for a novel. And later, in my case anyway, when I come up with a scheme of some longer work of fiction like that, I think I could probably use that scene. You have these like phrases or scenes or characters you think of that are floating around at the same time that, in my case, you're thinking of all these weird procedures and rules that could make up a good work of fiction. And if you find stuff that goes together well, then you start working on that.
Doug Neufer will perform live at Jackstraw Productions with writers Willie Smith and Catherine Trueblood. This reading will take place on Thursday, May 17th at 7 p.m. at Jackstraw Productions, 4261 Roosevelt Way Northeast, Seattle. The other two readings will be held on Thursdays, May 24th and 31st. $5 suggested donation at the door. More details online at www.jackstraw.org. This podcast was produced by Jackstraw Productions as a part of the Jackstraw Writers Program. The 2007 curator of this program is Matt Briggs. Music performed by William O. Smith and recorded through the Jackstraw Artist Support Program. Producer is Jenny Cecil Moore. Recording engineers are Mo Preventure and Tom Stiles. Arts Programs Manager is Van Deep. Narrator is Michelle Kazak. And Executive Director of Jackstraw Productions is Joan Rabinowitz. The Jackstraw Writers Program is made possible with support from the Paul G. Allen Family Foundation, Arts Fund, Poncho, the Mayor's Office of Arts and Cultural Affairs, For Culture King County Lodging Tax Fund, the Washington State Arts Commission, the National Endowment for the Arts, and individual contributors. All of the writers heard in this series are published in the Jackstraw Writers Anthology, which is available for purchase and featured online at www.jackstraw.org. Thank you for listening.